UN Special Rapporteur on Religious Freedom, Professor Hina Bedfeldt, has described as pathetic the use of religion to justify the recent terrorist attacks in Burkina Faso. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Professor Bedfeldt said the resort to religion for barbaric attacks should be condemned by all. He spoke to Ibrahim Kwating.
I think it's very important to say those committing violence are human beings. It's not religions themselves. It's not the religions doing it, but it's human beings using religion, abusing religion to justify atrocities. And I mean, it's important that people speak out very clearly, very quickly, the religious communities themselves, condemning violence, but also presenting the good messages. Inter-religious cooperation can, at the same time, help a lot. Country torn by a violent conflict some years ago.
The UN, as usual, when such cases emerge, but the UN has been a bit slow. That has been the criticism, that the UN has been a bit slow. The naming and shaming should be proactive. What is the UN doing about that?
Yes, I mean, I would agree. Much more should be done. I'm not saying the UN does enough. And especially now that we see mass-scale violence in the name of religion, of course, I mean, we see also the limits of what the UN can.
His comments were echoed by UK Minister for Communities, Lord Tariq Ahmed.
Some incredible and phenomenal challenges. Many acts are committed, unfortunately, erroneously, by the hijacking of the noble religion of Islam. And he, very eloquently, with clear focus, presents the true teachings of Islam, the true teachings of all faiths, which is one of peace and harmony, not just tolerance, but one of mutual respect. And I think it's not government's job alone, it's everyone. Government needs to work very strongly with the community. First of all, we need to prevent it happening. What is actually causing these young men and women to leave very good lives, very educated young men and women? What is the narrative which is causing them to actually adapt, adopt, and then indeed leave the country? So if they're being, you know, extremely being radicalized over the internet, we need to ensure, and the government is investing quite heavily in this, a narrative working with the Muslim community to actually extol the true virtues of Islam. I talked today in my speech
for African youth, perhaps who desire to join these extremist elements.
My basic message is don't. Go back, search your heart, search your soul. What God of mercy? What God of grace? No matter what your faith, no God would preach intolerance. No God promotes extremism.